Ah, good morning. 6:20 a.m. Each night and each morning, I visualize myself making this walk. It's been an important part of actually doing it. It's 23 degrees out today. Here we go. Ah, good morning. Fresh ice, breaking of the ice. Here we go. Oh. Oh. Here we are. Here we go. Oh. Wow. It's intense at first. Oh, question it's been in my mind working with me through the night was, what is passing, what remains the same? So I was bringing that into the polar plunge, cold plunge, ice bath this morning. What is passing, what remains the same? I saw yesterday Jack Kornfield posted a interesting post talking about how we are, most feelings actually don't last more than 30 seconds. Now we may hold on to them, but their natural life form passing through us is like 30 seconds. And if we're present with the moment, we notice that they're passing. Often we get caught up and hold on to those, and we're no longer in the present. We're in storyland, and we are very much feels real. But we are imagining, we're regretting, we're worrying, and we're not here in the moment with our senses, noticing that feeling that we had was actually passing. I had one of these 20 minutes ago. It was around my son, and he's 16, and all of a sudden it hit, like, am I losing him? And I just had like this gnarly thing in my stomach, and it was, oh, and I found myself ruminating, and then I came back to the breath, allowed myself to deeply acknowledge what I was feeling, which was this feeling of, oh, longing. He's growing up. He doesn't need me in some ways like he used to need me. That's natural. And I love him and I long for him. And then wisdom arose. I noticed that gut feeling was still maybe sort of there, but it passed. It was a wave that wanted just to pass through me, that did just pass through me. And underneath that wave is just longing to show my son I love him, to be with him, to connect with him. Such a beautiful longing. So also being present with what is present is, I've been doing these a little bit too long with the temperature of the water as low as it is. And so yesterday I noticed that my feet took a while to actually be able to feel anything. They're fine, absolutely fine. They're in fact, my neuropathy in my second toe on my left foot is gone. And it's been there for years, and I haven't felt it for days, which is incredible. But it is time to get out, to keep these a little shorter, between the 2 and the 3 minute range. And so that's what I'm going to be trying to do. So, great to be in the water. Actually, it's intense. And I don't want to do this during the day or right before I come out. This is one of those I'm willing myself to do, and receiving grace to do it. Peace to you. And 23 degrees means that your hands stick to frozen objects if they're wet. You have to remember that. Cheers.